Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Hustle Place Podcast. I am your host, Jake, and today we're going to be recapping the Western Conference Finals Game 6, Rockets vs. Warriors 2018. This game was amazing. I mean, the first quarter was kind of hard to watch. I'm not going to be lying or anything, but it was really just a great game all around, and I really enjoyed it, and I just wanted to talk about it here, so let's get right into this one. So, I know that I said this was a great game, but let's talk about the first quarter. It was just awful. I think the Rockets had two turnovers and two possessions to start off the game. Warriors couldn't make a shot to start off. I think the first basket was scored like 2 minutes, 3 minutes in. And you can tell both teams were nervous, as said by the announcers too. Both teams were very, very nervous in that start of the game. Rockets had a chance for the finals. Warriors had a chance to be eliminated. It was just all-around nerves for both teams, and I think that really showed in the first couple minutes. But after that, it really got going. I just wanted to say, or talk about it a little bit, but people are just rashing on the first quarter. I just wanted to say that nerves definitely have an effect. I know they're professionals. I know there's some kids' idols and superheroes, but nerves do play a part in the NBA, I'm sure, and like in your basketball games, they play a part. So times that by 1 million, because this is on the grand stage of all basketball, NBA, Western Conference Finals, chance to go to the finals. That would have been just so scary and nerve-wracking for the players, especially when the stakes are that high for both teams, legacy-wise, season-wise. I would be nervous, too. I just wanted to say that the first quarter will not be an indication of how the first quarter of Game 7 will go. Game 7 might be even worse. Game 7 is going to be so nerve-wracking for the players, you might not see a basket in maybe like four minutes. I'm going to be real with you. The Warriors have all the Warriors' legacy is on the line right now. If they want to be known as a dynasty, they need to be able to beat a team who has Harden and CP3 and then their supporting cast. They have four all-stars. They need to be able to win this game to prove to people they are a dynasty, and I think that's where the nerves are going to kick in for the Warriors. And then the Rockets' nerves, I mean, they're playing an all-time great team, maybe the best team of all time. Harden's first finals, CP3's first finals, they're two stars. This is just insane. It's going to be a great game, but the first quarter might be rough. So I just wanted to say that if you see the fourth quarter, don't be nervous, because by the second quarter, everything will be fine and the game will go back to the high intensity and three-point making madness, as you could say. Okay, so let's talk about the X factor in this game. Klay Thompson, 41 points, 11 for 18 on threes. Just amazing. I can't believe he went off like that. Kind of like 2 years ago against OKC, my favorite team. Man, that hurt. But it was a great performance by Klay Thompson. He also hit 11 threes in that game, which is why it was so nostalgic for me, at least, but in the bad way. But he just played a great game. He was hitting threes when he needed to, getting the crowd hyped up, saying, "We ain't going home." It was just a great all-around performance from Klay Thompson. When asked after the game if he was born for it, he says that maybe he wasn't born for it, but he worked his butt off to get there. But then he said, "Wait, I might be born for it." I thought that was really funny. Wanted to include that. I think Klay Thompson is a good all-around guy, and he would go off more if they gave him the ball. I think it was Stephen A. Smith who commented that on Instagram, but he said, "Give him the ball in Game 7, and the same thing will happen." He's not wrong. Klay Thompson is debatably the best spot-up shooter in the league. I think if they gave him the ball more in Game 7, the same amount they gave him last time, in Game 6, he might do the same thing. I don't know about 18 three-pointers, but he will be able to hit threes at a high volume and a low number of shots. 11 for 18 is a great number, especially for Klay Thompson and the nerves and all the Game 6 atmosphere at home. That was just great. 11 for 18 is great, over 50%. So if you're going to want to give him those volume of shots again, I would not be hesitant to do that. Would I give him that many shots again? No. Would I give him in the ballpark of like 15, 18? Most likely, yes. Depending on the game flow, yes. They need to get him involved. He's a great shooter, and I just wanted to mention that. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about shortly is just Chris Paul and his impact on the team. I think James Harden becomes better as a passer without Chris Paul, but the Rockets get so much worse. His defensive presence really brings up the team, especially when he makes these clutch plays like the double clutch three over Steph. Just his point guard abilities is what I like to call him. He's just an all-around great player, and if they had him, I don't think it would have been a, 29-point blowout. They definitely would have been fine if they had Chris Paul, but Chris Paul's absence really is the reason why they got blown out. If I'm a Rockets fan, am I worried? Yes, definitely because of the blowout and like the momentum, but Chris Paul can also shut that down immediately if need be. I think Chris Paul's absence is the only reason they got blown out, and Besides that, another reason would be living and dying by the three ball at the end, which is what I'll talk about. But yeah, Chris Paul's absence, as you can see, really left a dent in the Rockets game. The next thing I want to talk about is the Warriors' run and living and dying by the three ball. You would see Eric Gordon taking a 23-plus foot shot. Same with James Harden. He was doing the same thing. They didn't score until they had 79 and the Warriors had 89. They did not score until it was 79-101. That is absurd. The Rockets were living and dying by the three ball, and Harden and Gordon decided they want to step back and take a few deep ones, and that really killed them. Ariza, he got his little floater blocked, which by Draymond Green, I think, gave them more momentum. Harden also got his three blocks by Draymond Green. It was just an absolute just meltdown by the Rockets. I mean, that is the other reason why I think it was a blowout. I said Chris Paul in the living and dying by the three ball. They lived and died by the three ball for a little bit. They tried to go to other things, but then they realized they couldn't do it because the Warriors had the momentum. So then they went back to the threes, and it didn't work out for them. I think if they didn't live and die by the three balls, it would have been a lot closer of a game. They were down by 10. It was 79-89. And then the Warriors just went on a run. If you're the Rockets, you can't let that happen. You had a chance to win that game. You were only down 10. Okay, everybody, so this is going to wrap up the podcast. I didn't really have a lot of thoughts about that game. The Rockets can definitely score more than 85 points, even without Chris Paul. I think this is definitely one of my best podcasts. I'm just so glad that I'm getting the opportunity by SL2K, and I'm also really glad that my podcast is on Apple. So yeah, thank you guys for listening to this podcast. I hope you really enjoyed it. I'm really loving what I'm doing right now, and I hope you guys are loving listening to it. If you could give me some feedback on my Twitter is JSLPodcasts, JSLPodcasts. I hope you would please just go give me some feedback. Tell me if you subscribed on Apple. Tell me if you favorited me on Anchor, etc., etc. It would mean so much to me. I just want to get some feedback, get better at my craft, and I can't wait for the SL2K season. I can't wait for the NBA Finals. Coverage is going to be coming out quicker than it is right now. I like to wait the full day so I can get the recap out. I like looking at the game, rewatching a couple clips, and then looking at the box score, looking at the play-by-plays, and that's why it takes me a little bit longer than it should. And then I condense all those into a little 6-7 minute podcast. So I hope you guys are enjoying what I'm doing. I'm trying hard for you guys, and I hope you guys are really enjoying it. Again, sorry for being repetitive, but this is your boy Jake, and this has been the Hustle Plays podcast, and I'm signing out. Peace.